on the wing, we're joined by Jane Kelly and I think one of her colleagues on the education front. But this is a story about a snowy owl and a release recently in Rye, but how this owl was saved. Jane Kelly joins us, GMI Studios, on the wing. Tell us about this, Jane. Thanks for being with us. Tell us your story and the story of the owl. It was found originally in Seabrook, after being poisoned, correct?
Yes, thank you for having us. So this bird came to us through a wildlife photographer. Jonathan brought the bird to us, and it was failing fast. And we gave it vitamin K shots every 2 hours with subcutaneous fluids, and we were fortunate enough to get it in time and bring him back. And he was released a little over a week ago.
Well, you make that sound like a pretty simplistic process and pretty quick, but it must have been, you know, something you do a little bit. Tell us about On the Wing, and is this something you do, and how people can support your effort?
Yeah, so On the Wing is a rehabilitation and education center in southern New Hampshire. And we take in, last year we took in 400 birds due to human impact, whether that was car strikes or secondary rodenticides. And the process for secondary rodenticides is a bit tricky, and it's about timing. It's a lethal poison that is killing our wildlife, and it's happening all too often.
What is the source of this poison?
So usually it's referred to as rat poison, and we're seeing, you know, bigger numbers in rodent populations, not just necessarily in cities, but in rural towns, and where there are people, there are rodents, and where there are rodents, there are raptors and other predatory animals. And if you take a look around when you're driving, even when you're picking up your children at school, look around the perimeter of these buildings, and you'll see these black flat boxes, and they're called bait boxes, and they have rat poison rodenticides in there. And the theory is that the bait it has one target, a primary target, but in fact it has a secondary effect. And so animals that prey on these rodents that are eating the bait are getting picked up by predators, and then they just die a slower death. They bleed to death, and their organs fail. They have seizures.
Wow.
It's a horrific death to watch.
Now, the snowy owl, and I remember as a kid, my late grandfather was into, you know, taking me out to places like Cranes Beach and Newbury, you know, different places when one would be found. But my understanding is they come from actually the Arctic, two places, or Alaska, two places like New England, on their migration for food. How old can like a snowy owl live?
So a snowy owl, in the wild could live anywhere from 10 to 15 years if it's a successful bird. The majority of birds that we see here during an eruption, which is, like a baby boom of snowy owls up in the Arctic, they're migrating south for a food source. They're being pushed out by the stronger birds, and they're finding their ways down for food sources. And so when they end up here on the coast and down in Jersey, you've got all these commercial entities like restaurants and condos and apartment buildings and hotels. And again, these bait boxes are there, and these birds are following these food sources. And we've got a ton of Norway rats along the coast. So every 4 years, we'll see a cycle of snowy owls in the area.
Now, I don't know if you have a colleague on as well, but on the education front, what can we, Sarah, I believe, might be with you, Sarah Kern, what can we do to help?
Sarah.
What can we do to help?
Hi.
What can we do to help? And I guess my next question is, the bald eagles, I saw one the other morning flying over 101, probably cruising for some food. They're beautiful, majestic. Are they also impacted by this indirect poisoning?
Yeah, they sure are. Thank you so much for having us. The rodenticide is an indiscriminate killer, so it kills not just what it's aimed at, which is mice and rats. It kills non-target predators like fox, coyote, owls, hawks, eagles, scavengers like vultures, raccoons, opossums, and also, you know, it does pose a threat to our cats and dogs, our domestic cats and dogs. And you have to understand that when a second generation anticoagulant is used, it enters these food webs and then they're just permanently contaminated. I think what's really tricky, because it's a very easy subject to get very passionate about and start, you know, hopping up on that soapbox, there's a lot of legislation out there that some of our businesses also have to comply with that requires, you know, them to have some sort of rodent control. Oftentimes, that is an anticoagulant rodenticide. So it's not just, you know, people on the street talking to their neighbors and being like, hey, you know, if you don't want mice around your house, maybe don't feed bird seed, because all that seed on the ground, you get mice. Or if you do have mice, you know, I mean, we all do. I don't want mice in my house. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do. You want to remove trash and food that attracts rodent to your property. You're going to want to plug holes and cracks, or it's called exclusion. You're going to also want to seek poison-free solutions to help reduce the market for the poisons. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And so for folks, as a society, we're pretty removed from sort of death and killing of pests and things like that. We hire someone to come in and, mm-hmm. you know, off they go. It's really important to educate yourself as a consumer. When they use terms like less lethal or, you know, kinder or things like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not poisonous. So it's important as a consumer to really educate yourself. And then really, you know, to remember that what we do to the environment, we do to ourselves. So when we're putting those things out there, you know, that's going to affect us in the end, too. They do have studies that they're trying a bunch of other different things. You know, they're not going to be the perfect golden ticket to solve everything. Anytime you put anything into a prey animal and a predator eats it, that's going to, you know, affect them as well. Mm-hmm. But I think having the conversation and starting to talk about it, because it's nice and neat and tidy and hidden, right? It's in that tidy little black box that nobody sees anything go in or out of. Mm-hmm. It's rather invisible until you have a raptor seizing in front of you, yeah.
And real quick, Jane and Sarah, thank you. On the Wing, how can people get involved? Is there a website? How can people support this?
I recommend reaching out to our local representatives, and we need to get these toxins banned. It's equivalent to DDT. It's becoming a big, big problem.
All right. Thank you for saving that snowy owl and all the others. Thank you both very much for what you do on the Wing. Thank you very much for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.